Taking steps towards purpose. Not taking steps towards your purpose is very draining because you know there's something different about you, something that keeps pulling your energy in another direction. Yes, fear tries to lurk around the corners of our mind. You think if you wait a few more years, fear will find another person to intimidate. And then you realized 10 years have gone by. Now 20 years have gone by. So many years have gone by. And fear is still there, hoping his lies are enough to keep you from taking that first step of faith, the unknown. Now you must stand on God's words and not allow fear to keep you paralyzed from the very steps that free you. You must move forward regardless. Walk in your uniqueness and not allow other thoughts and opinions to alter who you are in our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. His word tells us we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are His own special people that proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. That's found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Now, I'm going to make this personal. How do I know what my purpose is? I don't. God has blessed me with His wisdom at such a young age, but it took so many years to feel confident enough to walk in that gift, brave enough to walk past fear, strong enough not to worry what others may think, and wise enough to trust God no matter what the outcome will be. If you feel a strong sense of direction, the only way to know what your purpose is to take a step toward that vibration and see if other doors open. Opened or closed doors happen for a reason. Maybe timing is off. Maybe that direction will cause conflict in the home, take away from the home's finances. I can't list all of the what ifs. So make sure you learn to hear the Lord's voice and leading of the Holy Spirit before jumping. Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. I love spreading God's unconditional love. I love talking with people about various relationships, marriage, family, and other areas of their life. I love seeing them become free from the fears that hold us back from sharing our heart and thoughts. If I would have listened and responded to fear, this site, my testimonies would not be available for those that seek His direction. Sometimes we do things in obedience, and the why will come later. I'm excited and honored to be a vessel for Christ.